When we say that the self is self-effulgent, swaprakasha, or self-evident, svatasiddha, we mean that nothing is lighting it up. It is itself self-evident. Just like the sun doesn't need another sun to light it up. And it itself, being self-luminous, lights up everything else. Like that, my being is self-luminous. And because of it, everything else is lit up. The mind enjoys consciousness. It is the consciousness that's self-evident. It is the mind that is lit up. The amness, the I am, conscious being, is not known by the mind. It is its own experience, because of which the mind is known. Our problem is not the self-experience. There's no self-experience away from us to be gained. The self being self-evident is already fully experienced, as fully as experienced as it will ever be. The problem is that I am confused with, by my mind. I, the self, am confused and superimposed on all of the thoughts, moods, emotions, perceptions, cognitions of various sorts that belong to the mind. I am taken to be one with all of the thoughts, with the vrittis. There's no viveka, no differentiation. As I remove or objectify all of the changing experiences which I light up, which are known, which are objectifiable, I recognize my own being as free. Asanga, unattached, unchanged by the changing experiences, by the changing moods, by the changing emotions, by the changing perceptions. It's that recognition of the asangatvam, the free nature, the unattached nature of my being, that I require. The self-experience remains the same. The me, that is me, that I identify with as myself right now, as a jnani or a jnani, this me, the self-experience, remains the same. The ajnani has superimposed the body, the mind, the sense organs on me. It's a mutual superimposition where I take myself to be the body, mind, sense organs, and the body, mind, sense organs are taken to be the conscious being. It's called anyonya adhyasa. It's a mutual superimposition. Knowledge takes place. I recognize that the conscious me, that the body, the mind, the sense organs depend upon for their consciousness, for their being, for their existence, is in fact free from the body, mind, sense organs. I recognize that the one who I've always taken to be me is free from birth, is free from death, is free from change, is free from modification, is timeless. But I recognize the same me that I had taken to be the body, that very me, I realize, is free. The one that the ahankara will say, when I say, I am the body, that I, that is being referred to, the self that is being referred to, the ajnani says, I am the body. Now I say, I am Brahman. That I that I have taken to be the body, that I is Brahman. That I is changeless, is limitless. Is the changeless existence that all beings enjoy. I am free, not some other I to be discovered. Moksha isn't about discovering an I that is free. It is the recognition that I am free. It's a big difference. I don't discover a self that is free. I recognize that I am free.